Topic 3. Why do chivalrous robbers appear? Listen and answer question number 1. Everyone learns at a very early age that stealing, robbing, and killing are against the law. The criminals of these crimes are sought by law officials, and once caught, they are punished. So what is it that causes us to overlook these crimes and to make a hero out of some robbers? If one looks at the economical, social, and political events surrounding legendary and real heroes, such as Robin Hood and Pancho Villa, one finds a growing division between the working classes and the upper classes. The upper classes tend to treat the lower classes as slaves who never seem to be able to get ahead, no matter how hard they work. Peasants' children start to work at early ages to help their families earn a much-needed income. Landowners, law officials, churchmen, and heads of state are corrupt and become more power-hungry. The atmosphere is ripe for a hero. So, who are these heroes? Could it be someone from the upper class with a strong moral conscience who is trying to make things just? Is it a peasant digging his way up from the ashes, trying to help his own fellow men? Whoever it is, they endanger their own lives to benefit others. They never steal for their own personal gain, but take the ill-gotten profits of rich people and share them amongst the downtrodden lower class, taking from the rich to give to the poor. Therefore, they are not seen as outlaws or bandits, but as chivalrous robbers, helping good to overcome evil.